everyone, and welcome back to our Zano Animal podcast. Today we're talking about something that comes up every single year as soon as the days get shorter and the nights turn colder. What should we actually do with our horses in winter? Do we clip them? Do we put a blanket or rug on? Or do we just let them keep their natural winter fuzz and have kind of a woolly mammoth on the pasture? This is not a simple yes or no decision, because whatever we choose has a real impact on our horse's health and comfort. So in this episode, I want to walk you through some of the most important things to think about before you reach for the clippers or the blankets. First of all, we need to understand how the horse's coat works. Horses are built to deal with the seasons. Twice a year, in spring and autumn, they go through a natural change of coat. It's not just shedding hair, it's their way of regulating body temperature and preparing for what's ahead. That change is one of the key survival tools they've kept since, well, their wild ancestors roamed open human-free landscapes. So once autumn arrives and the daylight gets shorter, our horses start to build a true winter coat. And this isn't just long hair that looks fluffy. It's a sophisticated system. The long outer hairs work like a raincoat, shedding water and snow, so the horse doesn't really get soaking wet. And underneath these outer hairs, this outer coat, there's a dense layer of soft underwool. And this underwool traps the air. So this layer of air that's trapped in the underwool creates an insulation and keeps the horse warm even when it's really bitterly cold outside. Horses can stand really, really low temperatures as long as it's not windy and it doesn't rain 24/7. In other words, nature has already given the horse a built-in blanket, and it's surprisingly effective, often more so than all the really expensive blankets we can buy. Of course, not every horse grows the same kind of coat. Breeding and the background play a big role here. So when you have a pony breed, horses that come from cooler climates like Icelandic horses, they tend to grow thick, woolly coats that make them look like cute teddy bears in winter. On the other hand, warm bloods, or the modern sports warm bloods or thoroughbreds, they usually grow a light, short coat that doesn't really insulate quite well. So the genetics of the horse's original environment, all these things, they determine how much natural protection they develop once winter sets in. And also the living environment makes a huge difference. Horses that spend all their day outside, so 24/7 outside in kind of an open stable system, or that are outside all day long, no matter what the weather, on a paddock or pasture, these horses that feel the elements outside, they usually build a heavier, denser coat than horses that live in warm stables 24/7. If the stable is even heated or very sheltered and keeps well above 0 degrees, well above freezing temperatures, the horse's body doesn't feel the same need to produce that thick undercoat. So how and where we keep our horses also has a direct influence on the kind of protection they naturally grow for the cold months. So this all said, this brings us now to clipping and blanketing. When we step in with clippers or with blankets, we interfere with this natural process. Sometimes that's necessary, especially for horses that are in regular sweaty work, because a long winter coat soaks up sweat like a sponge and it takes ages to dry. Standing around damp and cold air can put these horses at risk for catching a cold and getting severely sick. So clipping makes sense in those cases, but we have to remember that the moment we remove that natural insulation, we take over full responsibility for keeping the horse warm. And that means managing blankets carefully, watching the weather, and making adjustments several times per day. One of the biggest issues with clipping and blanketing is simply that new risks appear. A horse with its natural coat can usually regulate its own temperature very effectively, and they do this by adjusting the angle of the single hairs using tiny muscles in their skin. And depending on the angle of the hairs, the heat is either kept close to the body during cold nights, for example, to keep the horse warm and comfy, or it can dissipate the heat and cool the horse, for example, on a warm, sunny winter day. But once you clip, you've removed that natural protection and that natural ability for regulation, and the horse depends on the blankets you put on them. If the blanket is too heavy, the horse can overheat. If it's too thin, the horse can feel cold. If it doesn't fit well, it can rub and cause sores. And if it isn't washed regularly, you may run into health problems like skin fungus. So suddenly, you're not just protecting the horse, you're also creating a whole new set of daily tasks that you have to be very careful about. This is especially important to keep in mind for older horses, or horses with severe health challenges, because especially old horses often don't regulate their body temperature as well as younger horses under difficult circumstances. For them, a blanket can make a big difference and help them stay comfortable, or the exact opposite. So when a young horse is too warm under the blanket, they can deal with it. The old horse cannot. They start to get cardiovascular issues as well when they get too warm under the blanket. So blanketing, you see, is blanketing a horse is not about fashion or convenience or something. It's about genuine support for a horse that needs it. And you have a high responsibility to make sure that your horse is well under its blanket. So no matter whether it's your senior horse or your young sports horse that you train every day, or your thoroughbred that genetically simply does not produce a decent winter coat, blanketing always comes with extra work. It's not just throwing a rug on and forgetting about it. You need different weights and types of blankets for different weather conditions, and you need to check the horse several times per day. One day it might be mild and the horse is sweating under the thick rug. The next day temperatures drop and the same rug might not be enough. The same is true for temperature difference between day and night, so you often need a different blanket for the day than for the night. And after a day of rain, the blanket needs to be changed for a dry one. So it means more laundry, more time, and more management overall. So blanketing a horse is really an extra part-time job you take over. And when it comes to blankets, I always say be honest with yourselves about why you're doing it. Sometimes we blanket our horses because we feel cold just looking at the horse, but horses aren't humans. A horse with a thick winter coat at -5 degrees is often perfectly comfortable while we are shivering in our winter jackets. Making choices based on our comfort instead of the horse's needs can easily lead to over-blanketing. Horses' temperature range is between -15 and +25 degrees Celsius. In this range, they're perfectly comfortable and can adjust to the temperatures. Just because we're freezing to death at +2 degrees already doesn't mean the horse does. And this kind of misplaced love can do more harm than good to the horses. There are studies showing that horses with blankets are about 80% of the time too warm under their blankets. And if you ever had a sweater or coat that you could not open or put off due to whatever reasons, I don't know, full public transport or whatever, and you got too warm underneath it, you know how uncomfortable too warm can be. It's the same like too cold. Both is really annoying and uncomfortable. If you train a horse to show through signs whether they want to get a blanket or not, there's a nice study where they did exactly that. They trained the horses to use signs attached to the wall to signal whether they wanted to have a blanket, I want the blanket off, or want things to stay the way they are. The horses usually choose no blanket in most conditions where the owners would say, oh, my horse needs a blanket. Only in wet, cold conditions, like, 2 degrees all day drizzle weather, or below minus 15 degrees Celsius, do they start choosing the blanket, but not in other situations. So where does it leave us? In many situations, the best option is actually the simplest one. Let the horse grow its natural winter coat and trust the system nature has designed. It's been keeping horses warm and healthy for thousands of years. Reduce the training during winter, what most riders do anyways, be honest. Plan for longer cool down time and your horse will be fine. The interesting thing is, even if your horse sweats a bit while riding, if you plan for like 20 minutes cool down time and then you take a really close look at the coat, you will see that the underwool is already dry, even if the horses from the outside still looks wet, but the undercoat is already dry because the heat of the body shifts the wetness, the moisture to the outside. And they're warm and comfy already, even though they look still clammy and wet from the outside. So just plan for a longer cool down time and most horses will be absolutely fine with that. Of course, there are exceptions. Sport horses in regular heavy training. Senior horses with special needs, horses where the winter coat looks just the same as the summer coat. We see this a lot in thoroughbreds, a lot in the modern sport warmbloods. They definitely need a blanket. But for the average horse, the natural coat usually works best when we let it do its job. So in the end, good winter care means respecting what the horse can do on its own and only stepping in when it's necessary. If we think carefully and put the horse's actual needs first and not ours, ooh, it's cold outside, I need a thick jacket, so my horse needs a blanket. So when we think horse first and think about how horses are adapted to the climates and the temperatures, we can make decisions that make sure that our horses stay healthy, comfortable, and also happy throughout the winter season, because, you know, most horses really prefer no blanket. So that's again for today's episode. Thanks for listening and I'll catch you again next time.